Could you ever forgive someone who tried to kill you? Really, could you? Is this even possible? Before you answer that, meet 38-year-old George Young. For more than half his life, he's used a wheelchair to get around, having been paralyzed at age 13 by a bullet. Young George was shot by someone he knew. But instead of harboring feelings of hate or anger towards his attacker, George forgave him. He even went a step further. He tried to save the man's life.
He came into the house to speak with a friend who came from abroad. They were having a conversation. I went to the kitchen. When I came out, I saw him sitting with the gun in his hand. He pointed it in my direction and I ran into my room, where I stayed for a while hoping that he would have left. Upon coming out the room into the passage to go into the living room where he was, that was when I was shot.
It was a crime without reason or rhyme. George's attacker, a drug addict and longtime troublemaker, shot him and ran off, leaving the then 13-year-old boy paralyzed and knocking at death's door. It wasn't easy, but in time, George's physical and more importantly his psychological wounds healed. So much so that when he heard through the grapevine that his attacker was in the United States facing the death penalty, George felt inclined to act to save his life.
This lady, Margarita, who assisted Lee Boy Malvo, the sniper shooter, she assisted Lee Boy for him not to get the death penalty. She also assisted the young man who shot me. She knew how I felt about the situation, and therefore she came down with his attorneys and we did a little campaign for him not to get the death penalty. Yes. We did a little campaign, you know, testifying to his character, why is it he was here before utilizing drugs.
The campaign was successful and the man was spared the death penalty, much to George's satisfaction. But the obvious question then is, how did George find it in him to do so much for someone who tried to take his life? He says he was bitter at first and thoughts of revenge were with him daily, but he enjoys tremendous support from his family, community and mentor, Reverend John Scott from the Temple of Light.
And out of that, I've developed a deep caring for the human condition that has led me to forgive the gentleman who has shot me. I am also a human rights activist and I campaign for the death penalty to be removed from Jamaica law books, because I am a pacifist. This has led me to restorative justice in repairing relationships.
So dedicated is he to the task of using restorative justice to mend relationships that George was recently among a batch of 39 graduates from a training course in implementing restorative justice principles. The course was organized by the Ministry of Justice. At the graduation, he received the Most Vocal Restorative Justice Facilitator Prize, which recognizes individuals who apply the principles of restorative justice in all aspects of their lives, home, community, and even at work. He believes restorative justice has a major role to play in reducing Jamaica's crime problem going forward.
It will help to stem the flow of revenge, because both the offender and the victim will sit down and they will discuss this. The underlying issues will be addressed so we can know what are the problems, where it is coming from. And out of that dialogue, we can put together a solution that will help both parties to be a winner instead of one being a loser.
George says he is determined to be a force for good in the country, using his training to spread unity and love even among the most polarized groups.
My Rastafarian, but I have done a campaign for JFLAG, asking for homosexuals not to be treated different because of their sexual orientation. That is how committed and passionate I am.
He is urging Jamaicans to embrace restorative justice to bring about a truly peaceful society where understanding and compassion trump revenge and antisocial behavior.
Revenge is never the way, because when you're actually committing a harm against your offender, you're not only hurting the offender, you're hurting yourself. You're hurting Jamaica by large.
Restorative justice, holding the offender accountable in more meaningful ways and achieving a sense of healing for both the victim and the community.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.